So my favorite time to buy REITs is during the bear market. So essentially, I love buying REITs during the bear market. So my thing is, my personal preference is really find any company, whether it's a real estate investment trust, the REITs I'm talking about, or just kind of any company I feel has great cash flows. I look for anything I feel might be undervalued, because during a bear market, you're going to find a lot of good deals, especially on companies you may already have a position in that you feel you need to add to the position. You know what I mean? But sometimes it's just best to buy an ETF like an S&P 500 index, Vanguard Total World Index, you name it. You name it. None of this is financial advice, though. Always talk to your financial advisors, blah, blah, blah. My thing is, I do tend to avoid super diversification through the VT, because I really don't believe in the whole equal weighting thing. And especially if you're equally weighted between everything, including crappy penny stocks. The problem is there's too many crappy small cap stocks in the Vanguard Total World Index for me to want to actually be a part of it. So I choose to kind of pick and choose good companies. And if I feel like there are companies that are bad, I just don't invest in them. That's as simple as that. You know, invest in the good companies, don't invest in the bad companies. Easy formula. And you can usually tell by looking at their financial statements, you know, making sure they're not too in, they're not in debt. Obviously, you want to make sure they got strong cash flows. Revenue's important, but also it's not the end all be all. Earnings are what really matters. Because the profits, after all is paid for, all your debts are paid for, all your employees are paid off, blah, blah, blah. You want to make sure that the money that you're taking home to the shareholders through the earnings, that's the most important thing. So shareholder equity is a big deal to me. So I want to make sure that any company I am invested in has proven cash flows. Now, there is a chance that any company I invest in will probably be a mediocre company. Maybe not even grow a lot. They'll still have good cash flows over time because they're a good brand, but they'll just be so-so, right? As much as you want to see a company grow, sometimes it's just not in the DNA of the company. They just want to make a good product, and they try to expand as much as they can, but they can only expand as far as they can expand, and that's just how it is. But yeah, I really enjoy it. Reason I love real estate investment trust, though, is because I believe firmly in real estate exposure by any means necessary, and I do believe that REITs are the easiest way to get exposed to real estate without having to take out a loan. I can buy just about any REIT. Hell, I could even buy an ETF. That's a collection of REITs. Hold on, my alarm is going off. For instance, they have exchange-traded funds, ETFs, that are dedicated to real estate investment trusts. Isn't that crazy? And you could buy a basket of real estate investment trusts at a pretty low price per share and gain pretty good exposure to and diversify your portfolio. Me personally, though, I love buying one share at a time of all these different REITs because I want to be exposed to them and I want that dividend directly. I don't really care to pay expense ratios. I mean, I know they're so small, but I really prefer just to buy. I really want to buy as many different companies as I can get a hold of, and that's the end all be all. Hold on. I gotta pop my neck a little bit. To conclude what I'm really trying to say, ETFs are a big deal to me. ETFs that hold REITs are a big deal to me. Those were really fun to buy during the bear market, especially when REITs were getting their ass kicked, man. The REIT sell-off was unbelievable, and it really backfired because real estate investment trusts are still valuable, my friends. That cash flow is still going to be there. That dividend is sexy for a lot of these companies that I invest in. So man, when the whole entire real estate investment trust sector was going down, I was investing pretty hard. Oh, man, I was throwing money down left and right at the best deals I could find, any ETF that gave me exposure to a diversified index of real estate investment trust. I was like, here, take my money, bitch. Bought a share, bought another share of something else. You name it. And it's not financial advice, by the way. That's just my financial journey. And definitely always talk to a financial advisor for the love of fucking God. And stop listening to idiots like myself on YouTube. Because, well, just don't call me daddy. I think what else I want to say to all you guys. Yeah, just keep investing, I think, is probably the best medicine. I believe save your assets, not your money. Do not save your money. Please save your assets. Saving your assets is something that was never taught in school. Should have been, but of course, public school was designed to make you poor and frantic. So that's the worst part of it. But the goal is just keep investing. Invest in anything your financial advisor tells you probably you should probably, even though I don't believe you should, I personally, I don't have a financial advisor, and if I did have one, I'd probably tell him to fuck off a lot. But because you're not me, you should talk to your financial advisor, and this is not financial advice. This is all opinion-based, all for educational and entertainment purposes only. And I'm going to come. Also, I think I'm a competent investor. I'm not beating the market. Just want to let you know. Who knows? Maybe I'm jinxing myself. Maybe I will beat the market. Who knows? Woo! I honestly just buy during bear markets. I buy a lot of companies during bear markets, man. A lot. And it usually ends up as a good thing. I go up like 13 or 15 or 18%. It's as simple as, honestly, knowing when to buy is really half the battle. And honestly, knowing when to buy, I don't time the market by any means. I just look for, are there major dips in the market and are companies within good valuations? And if I look at the company, I'm like, I love these cash flows. I'm like, okay, daddy's investing, man. Daddy's investing. I'm in. So I invest. And, yeah, that's just the way it goes. This has been a haphazard episode, so I'm sorry about that, you guys. Trying to stick to the point, but yeah. The recent bull market was really good to me because I had bought so much during the bear market. That's just how it rolls, man. You got to be bullish during bearish times. As my boy Peter Schiff would say in his famously titled book, Bull Moves in a Bear Market. Basically, when it's a bear market, you got to be buying. You got to be buying like you're in the clearance section at a JCPenney. I think I'm the only person who really was a freak when it came to buying things in the clearance section at JCPenney. I'm just going to tell you guys that right now. Anyway, love you all. I appreciate you guys as viewers. And stay sexy, my friends. I love you guys. Woo! Bye.